This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
So, today I'm pretty excited. I've got Rubber Duck and Boss Dave, who are the same people but different. Same, but different. They're both in studio with me today. And I'm pretty excited. Nick from Rubber Duck has been part of my Good Things Guy journey from day one. I've had him on many shows. We've done many things together. When we were in My Kitchen Rules, you came to my house and you guys all did like, your mic's not on. I'm busy doing an intro. So you're going to have to work with me here, Nick. But he came and he did like a whole band thing in our intro to My Kitchen Rules. It was ridiculous. Now your mic's on.
It was ridiculous. It's so funny because we like kind of mimed, eh? It was amazing.
And then out of all the contestants, like yeah. Their intros were good. I mean, they all did their thing, but they didn't have Rubber Duck.
They didn't have Rubber Duck there. Not at all.
All right, so Nick, you've been part of Rubber Duck for many years. You were founder. I mean, I heard your story, how you used to be in a different band, and there were all sorts of things going on. And then we've got James, who is Boss Dave.
Yeah. Well, ons is altyd Boss Dave, maar. Ek is die lead singer van Boss Dave en ek skryf al die liedjies.
Jy skryf al die liedjies.
He does. He starts them and then he gives them to me to really make good. So it's one of those things.
So hoe dit werk, laat ek net verduidelik, is wat gebeur, is ons het hierdie ding in interviews, wie die eerste kan sê hulle skryf die liedjies. So vir vandag is ons 2-1 nou.
2-1 to the score. Take me back. I need to just pause for a second because maybe there's a listener that's listening in right now and they're like, I don't even know what a rubber duck is. So what is Rubber Duck? How did it start? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time. That was Rubber Duck's first single. We were obviously, we like to be very outspoken about what goes on in the country because, you know, we're very positive about the country and we always want to be positive about the country. And at that point in time, it was a social commentary kind of song that was meant to be a joke actually, and it really ended up doing really well, and it kind of launched us into a platform where we had to write follow-up music. That song literally launched Rubber Duck the band. Boss Dave was we found James Bourlance playing in a pub in Somerset West, and we were like, can we take you out of pubs and start Afrikaans band with you?
It's just they loved my vocals and my writing capability so much that they just thought they needed for Rubber Duck, and then that didn't work out, so Boss Dave was born.
Oh, good grief. You speak about being political and speaking out in the country. I actually used one of your songs when I did the Zuma Must Fall March.
You did. You used our song called Step Down, right?
Step Down. Whoa. That's what it was. So I'd done that petition that Zuma must fall.
Yes.
And there was all that stuff going on. And then the marches started happening. And I just got back from India. I got back from India on the Wednesday. I went on a trip to go find myself. And then on the Friday, it was Zuma must fall. So I'd found myself and now I'm going to make him fall. Yes. And then I decided I'm going to vlog. And I took like my Canon point and shoot. It was really bad. And I recorded the whole thing. And then I phoned. You and I'm like, boy, you've got such a great song, can I use it? And you were like,
we're like, yes, let's please do it. We don't really know the detriment that it causes us in other circumstances, but we really thought it was something we needed to talk about as Rubber Duck at that time. And like, it worked out for a lot of reasons, but for some others, it wasn't the best option we could have done. As a, I don't know, it's strange how people respond to certain things, but we know it. We want to be positive, we want to speak about positive things, we have a voice to do that as a band. And I mean, even in Post Dave, we've released our brand new single called Lot Fali Vater, and that's literally about what's going on. That I'm Staying group is incredible, that's been growing, and people are now talking to each other, which is the most incredible thing. I think that's
talking,
we're finally getting people to talk. And Lot Fali Vater is about that, it's about coming together and letting the water fall and washing away everything.
Everybody was so negative, there was this time where like everybody was just, we've got to leave, and those that weren't moving were packing, and and it's not like that. I mean, it's quite a positive time actually, I think, now, and so we want to be part of that. It's, and so Paul Stuff is glad nie politiek nie. Ons is net
lekker music.
It's lekker music,
multicultural
ouens. Ons is as a wit ou en 'n swart ou en 'n Engels ou en 'n Afrikaans ou en 'n Indiër ou en 'n kleeling ou. Ons is net, we're all, you know, we're really all multicultural, and almal bring hulle goed om saam net positiewe musiek te wees. Ons is almal Suid-Afrikaners, it's kind of the thing.
James, you were you always into music as well? Has that always been your forte?
Well, I've always been into music, but I haven't done this professionally till now.
I think you should be honest about
James. I have a day job as well, like a real job.
Really, you know, that I'm a little bit jealous because as a creative, we don't get to say that we have day jobs. We like, when you're a creative, this is all you do.
You know what's really funny is we do this, we like, you know, opportunities like this to have this interview with you, and then I have to like stop at some dodgy place and change from a suit into like put the earrings and the torn jeans in, and then run, and then when I leave here I go and put on the suit again, and I've had to do that more than once. So, but it's fun, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I have to deal with phone calls while I'm like his Uber driver, and I'll give them such a boring drive every single time. I just love to listen to the radio, and all I got to listen to is him.
Oh, because he's doing corporate stuff.
He's just doing corporate stuff while I'm driving, like almost like passing out in the wheel.
But it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. And did you guys really meet at a bar in Somerset West? Or is that just the story you tell?
We met at a bar.
We did meet at a bar, but it was in Somerset West. Nick was trying to pick up chicks. He's still, if you know him, then you'll know he's still trying to do that.
If you listen to his music, you'll know that he's trying to pick up chicks.
So after this, I'm going to post his cell phone number on our Facebook page if anybody's interested.
So Nick, I must tell you, I've got these glasses that were given to me. Yep. They're actually really, really cool that you should wear. Yes. It's got an LED screen on it. So you can see through it, but you can also put your you can put your telephone number on it.
What?
So it like scrolls across.
Where did you get that?
I can borrow them to you.
Okay, I would love that. I've also our drummer for Paul Stave and Rubber Duck, he literally had the most cute baby in the world, and I've said to him, my baby, please, can I just take your son for one night just out with me? It'll be a magnet.
It will be a magnet.
Magnet. He's cute. He's got a little afro and he's only one.
Okay, so you guys did meet in a bar. I met you in a bar.
You did?
I met James in a bar.
Yeah, you did.
And today, I mean, I met you a couple of months ago. Today is the first day that I can actually say your band's name, because that night I couldn't. I tried.
That was after a couple of tequilas.
I've got it. Has it been a fun journey being on this whole...
It's been amazing. The reaction has been so incredible so far. I mean, we were just nominated for an award for Band of the Year, as well as a Song of the Year.
Congratulations, guys. That's massive.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
And I mean, we had it's our third track we've just released.
Did anybody nominate you for Choreography of the Year? Because I know you guys did. The first music video was like...
Look, I understand the music.
It was Oplofters.
Yes.
You let lekker gedance.
Yeah. Look, I understand why we'd be nominated for Song of the Year, because I'm a great songwriter. I'm joking. Strategy-wise, as a band, when you're trying to crack it into an Afrikaans market, if you know about it, you've got to do something that's literally going to spark waves and get people talking. I think it's like any kind of thing you go into when you want to launch yourselves. So what we decided to do was dance on Lofters, choreographed, and none of us can dance. The flack we got from it from so many people, we got so much hate, we got so much love, but the best thing was that people were talking about Postdave.
Yeah.
And that was the way we wanted to do it. And we never ever responded in a bad way. We respond with things like they hated us, like, ons kan nie almal gelukkig maak nie, ons is nie 'n braaibroodjie nie. You know, like things along those lines where it's a positive response. So you don't like our music video, that's okay, but did you die?
Yeah.
Like things, and we started converting people from not liking us to liking us just on the way that we were talking to them. And they're like, you know what? And that's what we try to achieve, and we did it well.
Yeah, we obviously, I mean, I think you can kind of tell we like having fun. We're good mates. All of us are really, really good mates. I'm a really good songwriter, and it all just works so well.
I must tell you, as far as interviews go, generally my stuff is pretty serious, and this is like the funnest interview I've ever had.
We're fun people. Thank you. You are fun people. More often.
I need to ask. I mean, Afrikaans band. Are you Afrikaans, Nick?
My dad, I have a bone to pick with him. Because you're Jordan. Actually, Jordan. And my pa's Afrikaans, but he didn't really, you know, those dads who don't take on their mother's language, my mom's language, their wife's language. And he was one of those guys.
But it's because then I obviously know who wears the pants in that house.
Auntie Cheryl. You know about Auntie Cheryl? And Cheryl, I used to run the 100 meters in school. This is my mom now.
I thought you were talking about my mom, because my mom's name is Cheryl as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cheryl's a great name.
Great moms.
In the 100 meters, I used to run 100 meters in school. And my mom would take a photo at the start, and she would catch me at the end with a photo as well. That's how fast she was. She was faster than me. So she wears the pants. Yes.
She wears the pants is where we're going with that.
Maar ek is obviously Afrikaans, en hy is half Afrikaans. Emil kan niks verstaan nie. Hy verstaan niks Afrikaans nie. Dis ons basis wat Indian is. Brendan, ons producer, verstaan ontrent niks Afrikaans. So gewoonlik, wat gebeur is okay, ek sê nie heel, ons skryf die songs, dan verduidelik ons vir hulle na die tyd.
Ons, maar he's just handed it over.
Ja, hy verstaan natuurlijk. Ja, hy sal het nie admit nie.
Ek praat die taal soos regte Afrikaans.
Ek weet, ons het die ander aan die hele aand gesit in Afrikaans, want hy kan dit nie onthou nie, hy het te veel tequila gehad.
Ooh, Nick. Memory blackouts. Sort that out, boy. So you guys write songs.
Yes.
You're the lead singer, James, so you're doing majority of the singing. Yeah. You're just doing the harmonies.
I'm doing the harmonies, backing vocals.
Yeah, you could literally be like...
a lot of the female parts are mine.
And he strums. He also strums amazing.
Yeah, I've been strumming since 2006. yeah, it's really good.
You guys are ridiculous. It's been amazing having you in studio. I need to ask, and you better answer me seriously. And if you answer the wrong answer, I'm going to pick up this telephone and throw it at you.
Okay.
12 Pubs of Christmas, is it happening?
12 Pubs of Christmas is happening this year. It really, really is. And you're obviously invited. We are so excited about it. Anyone who is coming, it is Joburg's most outrageous pub crawl. Literally, 12 pop-up pubs. Each pub has got its own rule where, you got to have 12 drinks at 12 bars with 12 ridiculous rules. Dress up. Live music, live entertainment. It's going to be very, very fun. Yeah.
So festivities in Johannesburg, especially when Christmas time comes around, a lot of people leave.
A
lot of people are out of the city and they're not here. But there's two things that are always on my diary. The one is the Santa run, which I do from Saints. It's a charity run and we do it in a Christmas suit. It's amazing. Maybe you guys should join.
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's a good one because everybody climbs into their Santa suits and then we all run with beer.
Yeah.
It's a little bit crazy. And then the 12 Pubs of Christmas is always on my calendar because I feel like it really makes us feel festive and Christmassy.
Yeah, Joburg lacks Christmas spirit for some reason. Everyone associates it with the coast, and Joburg's a cool place, man.
Yeah.
Let's bring the spirit in. That's what we aim to do with 12 Pubs.
Amazing. So I'll be going to that. I'll be sharing information about it with my listeners. Bos Dave, as ons wil 'n liedjie hoor, waar gaan ons?
So op ons Facebook page, op al die streaming platforms, ons is op Spotify en Apple Music en die almal gaan soek vir Bos Dave. Ons nuwe track is Laat val die water.
For those of you who don't understand, so Bos Dave, I'm just doing the translation. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. Our new single is called Let the Water Fall, so Laat val die water.
Nick, and, I love you, but you're a chop, bro. and as for Rubber Duck, that's still going as well, right?
Rubber Duck is its own thing. Bos Dave is its own thing, although the members are all the same.
Okay.
Bos Dave is completely focused on the Afrikaans market. Rubber Duck's completely focused on the English market, but I write all the music and we... you can find Rubber Duck where you can find out. We got a brand new single coming out very soon at the end of the month called Coming Down, and we're excited to launch that. So, I was
going to add that for four years I've said I wanted to be in a music video. And if you don't put me in a music video, I will cancel this friendship.
Okay.
Will write something good that you can be in.
I can impose Dave's music video verse.
Probably like a bad movie or something.
Well, guys, thanks for being in the Good Things Guys studio.
Thank you.
It was weird.
It was strange.
Over and out, only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.